Well, in the U.S., we have two competing trials. There is the NSABP C08, which is very similar. In this trial, patients receive the modified 4-FOX-6 regimen with or without bevacizumab. Bevacizumab is also given in the experimental arm for 6 months with chemo and then 6 months by itself. So very similar trial. The second trial that's ongoing in the United States is the Intergroup 147 trial, which has been recently modified. And this trial, which is led by Dr. Alberts from Mayo Clinic, takes patients with stage 3 disease and assigns them to receive either the 4-FOX regimen or 4-FOX plus cetuximab. So in the United States, there is more competition for those patients, and the accrual is significantly less than it is around the world. But when the trial was planned, this was already discussed, and we knew that most of the patients would not come from the U.S. for the AVANT trial, exactly because there were two competing trials that would be happening here. And they're complementary, because I think that if we have a good result with the AVANT, we'll be important to see if the NSABP C08 confirms the findings or not.
Now, why was the decision made to just give 8 cycles of Zellox?
That's 6 months of therapy. And the idea was to continue to do the same regimens that we have experienced before. When we look back at the EXACT trial, it was 8 cycles of capecitabine versus the Roswell Park regimen. When you look at the Zellox trial in the adjuvant setting, it's 8 cycles, which end up being the 6 months that we have come to accept as necessary for those patients. One could argue that perhaps 6 months is too much. We do have the British trial, in which 3 months of infusion of 5-FU was similar to 6 months of 5-FU leucovorin. But right now, I think the worldwide feeling is that until we have further data, 6 months should be considered our standard.
What was your take on the NSABP C07 study that looked at FLOX?
Well, it was reassuring because the benefit, the decrease in the risk of recurrence for patients who received the FLOX was similar to that that is obtained with the use of 4-FOX. And a little bit surprising, because when we see the use of bolus 5-FU leucovorin with oxaliplatin in the metastatic setting, at least when we look at the data from the 3-1 and 3-2 trial by Dr. Hoxter, it seems that these regimens are a little bit inferior to the 4-FOX or Zellox. But in the adjuvant setting, it seems that's an acceptable option. Personally, I tend to think that the use of FLOX would result in a little bit increase in the toxicity profile, but it's, to me, an acceptable option in the adjuvant setting right now.